The coronavirus pandemic continues, and many of us are wondering what that's going to mean for our financial future. It's estimated that 7 million of us will lose our jobs. And unless you're like in the news business, or you're in the supply business, or you're in the hospital medical business, chances are your career life is not going to look the same. Maybe never again. Some of us will have to revamp. Some of us will have to create. Some of us will have to change. But we're going to have to do something and brace ourselves for economic crisis. Yep, we're headed to recession, folks. And while all of that news and gloom and doom might make you want to stick your head in the sand, my guest today says, no, that's the last thing we need to do. We need to take action, especially for our financial future. Attorney Sarah Azari is joining me today to break down some of the disaster relief programs already in place as we face this pandemic, all of us in this together, here today on Rolanda On Demand.
Road time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
My guest today is attorney Sarah Azari. I met her when we were breaking down the news on Dr. Drew's show on HLN. Sarah has appeared on all of the networks. She's one of the top attorneys around. She's usually dealing with white-collar criminals and defending clients in state courts and federal district courts nationwide. But today she's going to break down a different kind of news. The news that, and let's look at this as good news in all of this disaster that we're dealing with. The good news that there are relief programs already in place for getting ready for the 7 million of us who are about to, well, I guess lose our jobs, or our jobs just won't be the same anymore. Sarah Azari, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rolanda.
Tell me this. So many people are worried right now, wondering, you know, where their job security is, what's in the future mm-hmm. for them. What can people do to protect themselves right now? I mean, what programs are there to give relief?
Look, there's a lot of relief out there. But let me just back up by saying that this is a global pandemic. All over the world, people are on lockdown. Stores are shut down, jobs are lost, incomes are lost. It's the Spanish flu all over again. And, unfortunately, we in the United States are dealing with an inept administration that is months behind in terms of preparedness, which is really heading us into recession. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is going to get worse before it's going to get better. The financial ramifications are really significant for all of us, unless you're in the, you own Amazon, or you're in the grocery business and produce business and bare necessities that people absolutely need. You're really kind of in a, overnight, your life has changed, economically speaking. There is relief out there. The relief requires you to be proactive. A lot of this is not automatic. So I want to go through some of the things that folks can do and explore.
Sure.
One of the things is unemployment. This is a state-by-state type of benefit, right? So I can't really say what, a particular state. I mean, I could talk about California, for example. You would go to www.edd.ca.gov if you're in California. But every state has its own unemployment, and it's called the Employment Development Department, that regulates unemployment benefits and talks about who qualifies and under what circumstances. Now, generally, you have to be an employee who's lost your job to collect unemployment. However, there's disaster relief unemployment benefits that, again, state by state are being put in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. There is $1 billion of federal money that's been earmarked for unemployment insurance with respect to this, coronavirus relief package. You would have to visit your particular state's employment development website to register with them and then go through the steps of submitting your application to file a claim. It's generally 45% of your lost income. So again, for many people, this does not, pay their bills, but anything is better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Most states pay for 26 weeks, and some of them pay as little as 14 weeks. Again, it's not a lot, but better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. What about small businesses? Is that different from individuals?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that at the end. There's a few other things. If you are employed by a company, by an employer, you can seek paid leave. This could be because you're going to get tested for the COVID-19. This could be because you've been infected with the virus. It could be because somebody in your family is infected. It's because your kids are off from school. You got to take care of them. Whatever it is that's related to this pandemic, many employers are offering paid leave. And again, the federal government is trying to include that in the emergency relief package. Now, a lot of us owe federal student loans. Right. And these are horrendous amounts of money because we chose to go to college and get a higher education. You would have to call your lender, like Sallie Mae, Navient, Wells Fargo, whatever it might be, and ask them to defer the payment with no interest. They cannot ding your credit. They cannot report you late. And they all have about 30 to 90 days of a provision whereby you can skip your student loan payments because of this. Okay, so that's another form of relief if you owe money for student loans.
I hear one of the things I hear that you're saying that's important is that be proactive. You have to call them.
Oh, absolutely. You have to spend 1 or 2 days, literally, to call your creditors, to call your student loan provider, to call, to go online with the employment development department. These websites are so inundated with claims and questions. They are extremely slow. And I tell you, you need hours to navigate through and submit a claim. Your 2019 taxes generally due, your returns are due in April, have been extended to July 15th instead of April 15th. So if you want to file an extension, you do it by July 15th. If you need to file your returns, you do it by that date as well. I don't know yet, but I'm sort of keeping an eye on this. This might move the October deadline for those who do file for an extension further as well. It's unclear. Everyone's sort of taking this, a few months at a time. The other thing that's unclear with the IRS, and I think that you would need to contact them for some sort of a concession and see what they have in place, is if you owe back taxes and you're on a payment plan with the IRS, you got to contact them to see if they will put a stop and a hold on your payments for a period of time until you can get back up on your feet.
But you got to contact them
and be on hold for a minute. Then renters and homeowners. This is a question I'm getting left and right. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my mortgage. Am I going to get foreclosed on? Am I going to get evicted? So the best website to go to for this is www.justshelter.org. This varies by city ordinance, but it is subject to federal and state regulations. So we know that so far, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has announced a nationwide eviction foreclosure moratorium, which means that if you skip rent, your landlord cannot kick you out. They can still take you to court on eviction proceedings, which means you're probably going to pay a lawyer to fight it, but they cannot actually throw you out. Same goes for if you owe mortgage. Utilities, you got to keep the lights on. You got to keep that internet on so you can, file your claims that I'm talking about here. You got to be able to watch cable news to see really what the truth is and what the facts are. Got to call them. They all have something in place. AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, they're not going to terminate you for a couple of months if you skip payments. But again, Rolanda, I think about this and I think this is not a 1 or 2 month situation. Mm-hmm. At some point we're going to be off lockdown. We're going to go back to our jobs if we have them. Okay. If we have them. And but we're going into recession, and this is going to have horrendous long-term damage to a lot of us who, you know, are self-employed or have jobs that we're losing. And so this 1 or 2 month, I mean, great, thank you very much, but I'm not sure that this is going to really address the real issue here, right?
It's well, just what's going to happen?
Band-aid, you know?
What's going to happen?
Well, you know, honestly, I wish I had that answer. I mean, I myself have anxiety over this. You know, I'm a small business. You know, I'm a law firm. And my area of practice, if my clients don't have the money to hire me, they have the free option of a public defender or a court-appointed lawyer. I wish I had, you know, I think one thing that's driving all of us crazy is this uncertainty with all of this. When can we actually go back to our jobs? Will we be able to keep our jobs? You know, are we going to make the same amount of money? Are we going to be able to survive? I mean, these are all things that are unanswered. But there's a couple more options available too that I want your audience to be aware of. Banks and consumer credit cards, you know, the American Express, the department stores, whatever money you owe on credit cards, they too are offering anywhere from 30 to 90 days of deferring your payments without dinging your credit, without charging late fees and fines, and some of them are even holding off on interest on the late amount. Wow. So, but you got to call each hookie. Imagine the time you got to spend, but what else are you doing? Nothing, right? Get on the phone, call these people and see what you qualify for and benefit from. Last but not least, the Small Business Association, the SBA, is offering loans. These are very low interest loans. I think you may qualify for up to $2 million in a loan. It takes hours to go through the site. It's www.sba.gov, and you got to pick disaster relief coronavirus. There's a specific option for that. And then you have to choose economic damage, because this is not like a flood or a hurricane or some kind of natural disaster. So you go through the process. And when you do this, have all of your assets and liabilities in front of you. Have your tax returns ready from the past 3 years, your tax ID number, your social security number, all this information you got to put input and go through step by step. But this is something that I suggest, you know, don't get frustrated. It's a very archaic website and it takes a long time to navigate through. Keep saving your work, because it'll boot you out regularly, and it takes hours to navigate through. So just keep saving, be patient. You might have to do it over the course of days. But if you're a small business, and if this has completely strapped you, I really recommend that you see if at least you qualify for some amount of money from the SBA. And you know, what I just want to share is we're all in this together. This is really, most industries are impacted by this. Very few people are going to be able to survive this in the same way that, you know, boost their business or at least be where they were before COVID-19 hit. And so I hope that we could come out stronger because of it. You know, meanwhile, we got to keep our eye out on whatever is available to us and be proactive about benefiting from what the government is offering, both local and federal.
Yeah. I love how you're pointing out, number one, and there are solutions out here for students, small business, regular business, but you've got to meet, as my mother said, you got to meet the maker halfway. You've got to do the work and do your research.
Absolutely.
And be patient. There are going to be lots of forms to fill out. Save your work, have your computer or whatever, you save it yourself every 5 to 10 minutes, because you're right. Nothing's more frustrating than going through all that and then having to lose all your information and start all over again.
Exactly.
Those are really good things. Any other words of wisdom? Any other things? What can people do in their, you know, where can, I guess, what I'm encouraging people to do is just get online. You've got time to read stuff, do the research, get online, look it up, and you might be surprised there may be other things coming up. A lot of contracts that are being written up right now are having the coronavirus addendum. And there's a lot of changes going on. And listen, the house is still swirling around in the sky. It hadn't landed yet. We don't know what the future is going to bring.
Right. I mean, it is a global disaster, right?
Never before have we all been in the same boat like this, too. It's crazy.
Right. It is a global disaster. It is something that you know, I think, you know, I made some calls to some of my business creditors and, you know, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to offer things, but everyone is scrambling. This is unprecedented. You know, it's the first time most of us are dealing with this, right?
Yeah.
And so everyone's trying to figure it out, but you got to, this should be while you're at home, you know, going stir crazy, spend a couple hours every day to read about the new statistics. Everything is changing every day. We now know that the virus is impacting more younger people than we thought. We thought it was just going to, affect people that are elder or
autoimmune. Well, that's why New York is calling in the National Guard, because people are still out there playing basketball down on 14th Street and hanging out on the street.
Ridiculous. You know? This is so serious. This is so serious. And the more we do now, the quicker we'll come out of it. That's what people can't understand. You know, it's life changing. Look, I mean, I'm one of those people who's always out of the house. I'm hardly ever here except to sleep. You know,
you live in the gym, Sarah.
I live in the gym. The gyms are closed. I mean, trust me. You know, and I don't have a family that I live with. So imagine. I mean, I'm going crazy. But you know what? I got to do my part. If we don't play by this rule very strictly, we're never going to flatten that curve. Because let me tell you, that we're already behind that curve, right? Because of our wonderful president and how he downplayed this for several months. We didn't have proper testing and still don't in most states. And so we don't really have a baseline for that curve. So the quicker we can, you know, we're chasing after this pandemic, and the quicker we can do our part, the quicker we can flatten the curve and come out on the other side. But yeah, I mean, I really wonder. I see people, you know, on spring break in Florida, and I mean, I'm just dumbfounded.
Yeah. Go home.
When we come back, Sarah's going to tell us about her book, her brand new book, Unprecedented, where she breaks down the Mueller report and all the crimes, she says, of the Trump administration. One big crime, I think Sarah points out, is that Trump acted so late on this pandemic. Is that what got us in trouble? We're going to talk to Sarah about her new book, Unprecedented, right after this, here on Rolanda On Demand. Stay tuned.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
They are saying this is a major public health issue that's facing American children. How we use all of this technology around us, not as babysitters, not an electronic babysitter, but how we interact with our kids while they're interacting with the media. I mean, gosh, I've been in TV, radio now, and we get blamed for everything, don't we? But it's like saying the refrigerator made me fat. You can't do that.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
And I hope you'll be real sure to follow me in social media at Rolanda Watts. That's RolandaWatts. At Rolanda Watts on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, what's the other one? IG. And I've even joined TikTok. Now that's a fun one. So catch me over there. Also, since you're taking this time to get more reading in, I hope you'll pick up my book, Destiny Lingers. It's a great romance suspense novel. And also pick up Sarah Azari's new book, Unprecedented. Let's get back to Sarah and find out more about Unprecedented, a simple guide to the crimes of the Trump campaign and presidency.
It's Row Time.
Welcome back to Rolanda On Demand.
We're talking with attorney Sarah Azari today, who is breaking it down, some of the disaster relief programs already in place as we are facing a recession and 7 million Americans expected to lose their jobs.
You know, your book, Sarah, Unprecedented, I mean, it kind of just falls into this whole thing we're going through. Everything we're going through right now has been so unprecedented, including the way our president is dealing with the unprecedented.
Right.
You say that a lot of this has to do with his lack of moving quickly. Is that one of the crimes that you allude to in your book?
So, no. But what does resonate and really has a stark similarity with what's happening here is that, remember, just about 3 weeks ago, Trump called the pandemic a Democratic hoax, right? Mm-hmm. And I wrote about the Mueller investigation, which was, in that context, it was sort of the first iterations of the word hoax by the president. And so when you look at this and you go, wow, okay, this is a pandemic 3 years later, and that was a investigation into election interference and obstruction of justice by the president, both of which he calls hoax, you know, you realize that anytime this president cannot handle a situation, it's against his personal political interest. You know, we're in election year. Having this kind of pandemic is never good for a president. Doesn't matter who the president is. He can't handle it. He doesn't have leadership skills. He's completely inept when it comes to these things. So what he does is he calls it a hoax. I mean, that's what, when you hear him say hoax, the red flag should go up, because that means it's something that is not in his interest, right? So my book, and I hope now that people are at home and have a lot of time and they're reading, I hope they pick up this book. This is my little, you know, engine that could version of the Mueller investigation. The Mueller report was a dense document that most Americans have not read and will never read. And yet we're in election year and Russia is again interfering with our elections. It already is very, very important to know about this. And I wrote this in the most basic way, applying the rule of law to the facts, summarizing the Mueller report so that every American could read it comfortably and understand it and digest it. And I just hope that people pick it up and take some interest in what's happening, because it is still happening.
Wow. How has the book gone? You've just launched it, and have you gotten a tweet from the president yet? Or
I've not gotten a tweet from the president. I would love to get a tweet from the president. Not yet, because, you know, the president has big things that he has to deal with right now. But this couldn't have happened at a worse time for me, because I was in the middle of publicity for the book, trying to get the word out there. And this COVID-19 hit and places shut down. The world shut down, you know. And so, you know, I'm spreading the word about the book, and I will pick up when everyone's back and hopefully back to business and their normal lives. And meanwhile, I hope that your audience reads it, since we all have a lot of time on our hands.
We sure do. And you know something, I think, just a quick question, Sarah, do you think this whole thing, because a lot of people are saying, you know, either we'll go one way or the other. Either people are going to support the leader, the so-called leader in charge during these times, or he's going to really pay for this by not moving more quickly on this pandemic.
So for me, the silver lining in this would be if this virus drove that virus out of the White House, okay, in November. That would be the silver lining for the suffering that we're all going through. But it's very interesting. There's 40-something% the polls are showing are supporting him. And I'm really scratching my head going, what about this are you supporting? What about this are you approving? This is the you know, ineptitude on full display by a leader. Our governors are doing more than our president is doing. Governor Andrew Cuomo, Governor Gavin Newsom in the two states that are impacted the most. It's unbelievable. And I feel that, you know, when you hear Trump in these daily pressers, which I've completely tuned out of because I just don't want to hear the lies anymore. But when you hear him come on and it's all about me, not we, but me, you know, I'm doing a great job. Look at the great job. You know, he's feeding his base because he's trying to avoid the truism, which is when things are bad, the president is disliked. And when things are great, the president is given love. And, you know, he's doing his best with his rhetoric and the, you know, the stuff that he keeps repeating so his base just really believes it. That's what he does in these daily pressers. But in the perfect world, under any other presidency, this kind of stuff, even though the president, even if he had handled it well, it's something that it kind of dings the president. You know, it's an unfortunate event in election year, and I'd be damned if he is reelected after the way he's handling this.
It just seems
we're literally chasing a pandemic.
I'm just very curious to see how all of this is going to play out in the polls. I really am. But you know something, just like you pointed out, Sarah, we are at a point where we don't know what's going to happen yet. Nothing has settled yet, and we're still...
No, the worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come, and there is no way that the economic consequences of this pandemic are so great and so long-term that there is no way that this president or God, okay, can rebound from this by November. There's just no way that he can bounce this back, you know, into a stable economy so quickly by November. So the question then becomes, are people going to wake up, those who are, you know, Trumpers, are they going to wake up and say, wait a second, the one thing that he was riding on, that he was, you know, boasting about, you know, although falsely, was the economy. You know, he took credit for a great economy, which really wasn't because of him. It was on a rise with Obama, you know, the unemployment and all that. And now that has sort of gone down the drain. So, you know, the question then becomes, are those people who are Trumpers fiscally, you know, and don't care about his lack of humanity and leadership and all that, want him in office because he's a Republican, because fiscally it's in the benefit of the, you know, their pocketbook? Are those people going to say, well, wait a second, he handled this horribly, you know, horrible, so now I have no reason to vote for him? That's the question, you know?
Well, I tell you, this is the one thing that isn't, it's not even about America. It's not even about Democrat or Republican. It is about the whole wide world. And I pray he's got us in his hands. Sarah Azari, thank you so very much. Anything else that you want to say? Where can we follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Azari Law and on Instagram as well at Azari Law. You can also visit my website, www.azarilaw.com. I want your viewers to know I'm here for them. If you're facing any legal issues because of this, doesn't matter what it is, I've teamed up with lawyers and various practice areas to try to help as many people as I can. So reach out to me on my website. I do offer a free consultation, and we'll do our best to help you out. And thanks for having me, Rolanda.
You're welcome, Sarah. Good luck to you, and hang in there as you two are
you as well.
Down with the rest of us.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Rolanda on Demand. I am trying to prepare these podcasts just for you to help ease some of the tension and uncertainty and you know, doggone worry and fear that we have right now. I believe that knowledge is power, and I believe that, you know, facing these tough truths together might help us get through it. I am bringing some of the people that I admire most in different arenas to you through my podcast to help us deal with how we're going to deal with this financially and economically, what we're going to learn about this through our society, how we're going to improve our health and the ways that we live life, just helping us get through it one day at a time. And I'm so thankful that you're joining me. Plus, I miss you. You know, I'm on lockdown too, and I really, really miss you. So it's good to kind of connect wherever we can. Please leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Please rate it. Please tell your friends. And the main thing is, stay tuned. I've got more shows coming up. Subscribe so you don't miss them, okay? Let's continue to wash our hands, not touch our faces, drink that warm water, take our vitamins, and stay 6 feet away from folks. And if you sneeze, sneeze in a tissue. And you know you don't want to start coughing in public because people gonna look at you funny. So keep your happy butt at home and stay safe. I usually say on my podcast, now go out there and do something good. Today I say, you stay right there at home and still do something good. I love you. I miss you. And together, we're going to get through this because we're all in this together. Have a beautiful day. And thank you so much for listening. Big hugs, big cyber social distancing hugs. Have a good one. And before I let go, many thanks to Wayne Lindsay, who provides the music Before I Let Go for Rolanda on Demand. Thank you, Wayne. We really love your music.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.